Sedano and LZ with you here. Mama Momo hanging out. We're finding out if the Lakers are going to make a move here in this draft. They're going to get back in this draft. We have one pick in the books. Anthony Edwards is going to the Minnesota Timberwolves. He's the number one overall pick. Congratulations to that young man. I think, to your point, Momo, he's unbelievably talented. He is the best talent, I think, the best ceiling. But I think that he is, you know, I just don't love the culture there. And I think that that would be something that we that would worry me a little bit with D'Angelo and Kat there and whatever, as we mentioned earlier. But the Warriors are on the clock and the pick is in. So we are awaiting the commissioner to go to the podium in Bristol, because the entire draft is being done in Bristol here. So we're waiting for the commissioner. And once he gets there, that's fine. But Momo, let's finish your thoughts. You were talking about the Lakers and that they like some guys and that maybe they buy in or whatever. But for those that didn't hear.
Yeah, I think they do like some guys. I think they've scouted a lot. You know, the guys who were, you know, what they were going to have the 28th pick in the draft, right? Until they, right. they involved that in the trade for Dennis Schroeder. And, you know, they have a lot of holes to fill. And it kind of, if some of the guys that they liked at 28 are still there in the second round, and I absolutely can see them buying in there. You know, the question for the Lakers, they have a lot of questions. Like, you know, for example, Avery Bradley, he's got to decide whether to opt into his contract by tomorrow. So that kind of depends on what these other teams do. We've got to see what happens with some trades tonight. Like, is Russell Westbrook on the move tonight? Is Spencer Dinwiddie on the move tonight? Those are other guards that, you know, that could be, you know, in play tonight on draft night. And if they don't move, like, it's PJ Tucker. That's another name I've heard out there. If those guys are on the move, what does that do for some of the Lakers who have to decide whether they want to opt in to their player options? JaVale McGee, I think, has $4 million player option.
Right.
And then Avery Bradley's $5 million something player option. Rajon Rondo, same thing. Rondo, I think, is going to opt out and he'll get paid elsewhere. But this is now very interesting for the Lakers because this is one of those drafts where, you know, there's guys that you like and they just haven't risen up the draft board and they're still there. And, you know, there's a lot of teams that are motivated to trade people this year because of just the financial insecurity that we all have.
Financial insecurity. And then I just think, you know, organizational insecurity, like what's happening.
Absolutely.
In Milwaukee, being desperate, trying to do anything to keep their star and maybe losing track of a plan that might have been in place before there was disruption.
All right, let's go to Commissioner Silver for the number two pick to the
NBA
Golden State
draft.
Warriors.
Here's the Commissioner, Adam Silver.
With the second pick in the 2020 NBA Draft, the Golden State Warriors select James Wiseman from the University of Memphis.
All right, thank you. I love that pick for the Warriors, Momo.
Yep.
And LZ. They need someone. They need some youth, number one. They also need someone that can play big because clearly you're going to need size now, you know?
Yeah, and I think with Wiseman, like he fit, like I would normally say you don't want a rookie on a team with Steph Curry and Draymond Green and Klay Thompson. Let's really hope Klay Thompson's injury that he suffered today is not serious, that he'll be back at some point this year. Let's hope for the best, but you know, if they don't have Klay, what does that do to the Warriors, right? Are we looking at what we just saw last year with Steph and Draymond? Because that wasn't a good team. Mm-hmm. That was the worst team in the league. And, you know, I think with, you know, you're going to have a healthy Steph. You're going to have a healthy Draymond. And they need a lot of depth. And so the way you go do that is you go and draft and develop players. So James Wiseman, to me, is a great fit wherever he goes. But this is a perfect spot for him because one of the things, you know, he reminds me a little of the way they used JaVale McGee all those years. Steve Kerr would always talk about it's not just there's space in terms of, you know, shooters create space, but there's also verticality that creates space. And this guy is going to create some vertical space for them.
Are we really just going to sleep on how slick Penny looks in that olive green
shirt?
He's
looked good. Penny's lost some weight. He was a little
heavier. He's looking good.
Earlier.
I'm like, is he coming with them?
Yeah,
like is he balling with them? He looked like he ready to drop 15 on somebody right now.
Mm-hmm.
And James Wiseman's crying. There he is. John Ireland had asked who would be the first crier. I told him it would not be Anthony Edwards. I've been around that kid. I knew that was going to be the case. But good for James Wiseman. He, for all intents and purposes, you know, that case, you know, when he wasn't allowed to play,
yep.
it was a tough situation for them to have to yep. deal with. Like, I always feel Momo and LZ, and Momo, we'll start with you, like, those spots are tough, man. These kids come from nothing, man.
I mean, and just think about this. Like, you know, he wanted to play in college. And if you're a player right now, and you see the example of the way the NCAA treated him and the way that investigation just kind of derailed his whole season, the way it makes him look and feel, et cetera. Like, why bother with college? Why? I would just go overseas to Australia. I'd go overseas. I'd play in the G League and the way they have that set up. Like, right. You know, I just feel so bad for him. And look, it didn't matter at all. He's the number two pick in the draft. He's doing just fine.
Yeah.
And I don't, you know, I hear what you're saying, George, but the NCAA are a bunch of crooks. And you shouldn't need to be a poor kid coming from nothing in order to fulfill your dreams like this.
Yeah.
This, I'm hoping one of the ramifications that come out of this whole year with the pandemic and all the things that are falling out from it is that the NCAA is no longer in control of the future of these young men, regardless of the sports, because their hypocrisy, I think the general public is now sick of. And when you see things like what happened to this kid over some BS, like it's absolutely ridiculous. And it's self-defeating.
Yeah.
It's completely self-defeating. So I'm happy for him. But you shouldn't need to be a poor kid from the hood in order to fulfill your dreams. You should just be able to fulfill your dreams. The NCAA should be able to get the hell out of the way.
Yeah, I agree wholeheartedly. And I think, Momo, the G League route that you mentioned, now that they've created that path, I think could be an easier way for kids to stay in the country, right? Not have to go mm-hmm. overseas like a LaMelo Ball did, like RJ Hampton did, like a lot of kids have had to do recently. And I think that makes a lot of sense, and hopefully that becomes a more viable path for people. So we're at the point where maybe LaMelo Ball could be the pick. The pick is in for Charlotte, so we will be waiting. Wiseman is being interviewed right now on ESPN, so the pick is in. Maybe it is young LaMelo, and maybe LeVar will be able to sport that hat. You know what I'm saying? A little more. What was it the hat said, LZ?
I told you so. But here's the thing. If you Jordan, are you really trying to bring that in your house?
Oh,
comes the pick.
Well,
here,
remember, he said he could beat Jordan one-on-one on your show on Sports Nation back in the day. Here's Adam
NBA
Silver.
Draft.
Let's go.
The Charlotte Hornets select LaMelo Ball from Chino Hills, California.
There it is. So LaMelo Ball is going number three. The kid from Southern California, giving his mom some love. You know, dad is dapping him up right there. He's excited. He's going to play for Michael Jordan's team in Charlotte. LZ,
LaVar Ball had a player picked by Magic Johnson and another player picked by Michael damn Jordan.
Yeah.
Dang.
I mean, is he winning or what?
Yeah.
Like, I know he's not. He wins and he also loses, obviously. But when you can say Magic Johnson and Michael Jordan picked my sons to play for their teams, come on now. I'm happy for him. I'm happy for LeVar. I'm happy for the kids. I'm happy for the mom.
Yeah.
Like, that is huge, man. Yeah. Michael Jordan picked your kid.
Yeah.
And Magic picked the other one.
That's a great point. I'll say this. Like, when I met LaMelo and Lonzo all the way back when, you know, Lonzo was coming out and LeVar was doing his LeVar thing.
You were in Chino with them, right?
I was
you
in
were
Chino,
at the house.
Okay. Yeah. LaMelo was just this little snot-nosed kid. Oh my God. He was so little. He was so silly, right? But I remember LeVar telling me, he says, LaMelo has the chance to be the best of the three. He is like Russell Westbrook out there. He has that swag, right? Like, he is out of control, but he has so much swagger. He's so aggressive. He looks for his own shot. He said, Lonzo, he makes everybody on the team better. Lonzo sets everybody else up. Lonzo just sees the court and sees the floor. But LaMelo has a chance to be the best out of all three. And he might be right.
Well, he's definitely the best offensive player out of the three. I don't know if he'll be able to match Zoe's spatial intelligence when it comes to playing the passing lanes and things like that defensively. But as an offensive force, he's a walking bucket. There's no doubt about that.
All right, let's take a break here. LaMelo Ball goes to the Charlotte Hornets at number three. Momo, I want to ask you about the Clippers. Plus, there is some Laker news. There is some Laker news, and there's some flirting going on, by the way, by one of the free agents with the Lakers. LZ and I touched upon it late in the show yesterday. We want to ask you about that. We want to ask you about this crazy deal that has looks like maybe falling apart with the Bucks and Bogdan Bogdanovic. There's a lot of stuff to cover with Momo still. 30 more minutes to go. We are back in 4 minutes here on 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Sedano and LZ with you here on 710 ESPN. So I'm gonna let you inside the Sedano bubble for a second. So we were just talking about LaMelo Ball going to Charlotte, right? And shout out to the young man from Chino and the Ball family and LeVar and Mrs. Ball and all of them. So there's a running joke because one of my childhood friends dated the new Mrs. Jordan, Yvette Jordan, in college. So I was I'm on a group chat, and he just got home, and he's catching up on the draft, so he's texting, he's mentioning stuff, and he said, "Where did LaMelo Ball go?" And I said, I responded, I said, "He went to your ex-girlfriend's franchise."
Wow.
Which is always like a funny cut, and like he's laughing, he's giving me the crying laughing emoji, but I feel like he also wants to punch me in the face. Is that is that fair or foul by me?
It's both.
How serious was it? How serious was the relationship?
I mean, they dated for like a year. I mean, it was college. It was just after college.
Okay,
college.
That's
it was like 20s. They're in their 20s, you know? It wasn't like, you know, they weren't getting married or anything. They weren't engaged, you know? It's just funny that she's married to Michael Jordan. Like, I'll never forget when I saw his Hall of Fame speech. I called him. I said, "Dude, did you know?" And he's like, "Yes."
So when they broke up and she said, "I'm going to find somebody better than you," he was like, "Yeah, go ahead, try. You'll never find anybody better than me."
And then it's, "I believe I can fly. I believe I can touch the sky."
Oh, yeah.
Now, who is he with? Here's the question.
Oh, his wife is beautiful. So he did just fine.
But is it like Beyonce or something?
Oh, I think his wife is better looking than Michael's wife.
I don't know, man.
Oh, I'm telling you. I'll show you pictures. You can show me
all the pictures you want. She married Jordan, dog.
I mean, I get it. That's fine. But I think he did fine for himself, too. So, anyway. But I just think it's just always funny to me that always comes up. Like, it's just like a funny thing.
I got to be with J-Lo or something in order to feel right. I still won.
Momo, Dwight Howard says he wants to be a Laker still. How real are those possibilities?
Oh, I think it's very real. I've heard that they stay in very close touch with him, that they, you know, everybody, LeBron stays in touch with him. Everybody is making him feel the love, you know, like, "We want you, big fella. We want you to come back," right? Like, he knows that he's wanted. It's just a question of how much and who else wants him. So we're going to find out come Friday, because that's when I think a lot of this stuff, quite frankly, is going to shake out. Tomorrow. Tonight is the first part where people have to like finally play their cards. They have to finally say, "Here's what we're doing, you know, and here's where we stand." And then that gives players who are deciding whether to pick up player options or not some that fills them in. And then there's also, you know, a lot of potential there's a lot of potential trades out there and teams that are trying to move up or down right now, like, you know, by dangling veteran players. Like, that's when you'll really see who's available. So there's free agency on Friday, but I still think there's gonna be a lot of trades. I just get this feeling about Houston, like, you know, a lot of those veterans on that team could be on the move, and that affects the market for everybody else, right?
Yeah, I don't think there's any question about it. By the way, I have neglected to mention in at least 25 minutes or so that we are giving away a virtual key today. Don't forget, each and every weekday in the 5 o'clock hour in the commercial breaks, okay? in one of the commercial breaks, you get your chance to win one of those virtual keys. There are 6 virtual keys left in the 710 ESPN Month of Giving. Andrew Griego won a key yesterday. Do you want your key? Hopefully you were listening to Mason in Ireland in the 3 o'clock hour. Give the destination of the day. And hopefully you wrote it down, too. Because each and every weekday in the 5 o'clock hour on this show, you'll listen for Sal Gonzalez to give you the cue to call. When you hear it, be caller 7 with the correct destination of the day. And you can win a virtual key that could start that brand new 2021 Mazda CX-5 Sport with a grand $1,000 in the glove box, courtesy of our friends at Culver City Mazda. It's the 710 ESPN Month of Giving. So don't go anywhere. You know, make sure, I know you want to listen to Momo give you the dirt on what's going on in the NBA, but we're gonna hook you up too. We have a game show this hour still too.
Guys, so, did you see the news?
No, tell me.
Will Smith and the original Aunt Viv make up on the special.
Wow! Oh, the special today on HBO Max, The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
They apparently made up. I cannot wait to see this because, you know, there was a lot of drama.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, LZ, we gotta interrupt this. Isaac Okoro just got taken by the Cleveland Cavaliers. I think he's winning the fashion show.
Oh, he's got a beautiful red suit on. Hold on.
Wait till he turns around. That's
a nice jacket.
It's a nice jacket.
Oh, that's dope.
And there are
but he's got the black pants too. I like the combo.
Yeah.
But see, what I like is that clearly that was tailored, if not custom.
Oh, yeah. Correct.
He didn't run a JCPenney and got something off the rack. So I like that. I like that's a good look.
Yeah.
Now, did he know he was going to Cleveland?
I know. Because it's almost like jacket, he dressed for it, huh?
Exactly, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tampering!
Maybe. But he's
a really good
defender.
Where is he, by the way?
I don't know. He's in a gym with a lot of unmasked people. I hope they were all tested.
I was going to say there's a lot of unmasked people in television. I hope he's not at some regular sports bar. Just kind of.
Yeah. Hey, no, I mean, it looks like
stay here for
gym.
The draft?
Yeah. Doesn't it look like he's like at a high school gym or something?
Yeah, it does look like that. Momo, what are we expecting from the Clippers? Like, where are we on them?
They still need a point guard, right?
Yeah.
Still need a point guard. You know, they're interesting. They got to decide what they want to do with Montrezl Harrell. I think they're going to keep Marcus Morris. I was, you know, the latest intel I have on that is that he stays in LA, they've made him a priority and I think that's going to work out for them, which is, by the way, they should. They gave up a first round draft pick for him, and I don't think they worked out a very good role for him while he was on the team last year, but they certainly should this year. He's a really good player. So I think he stays in LA. But the big question for them is, what do they do at point guard? And I just saw John, I can never say his last name correctly, okay? He's the athletic writer from the writer from The Athletic from Minnesota, Kaczynski, something like that, okay? Mm-hmm. Just reported that the Minnesota Timberwolves are in talks with Oklahoma City Thunder about acquiring Ricky Rubio for, you guessed it, a draft pick. I don't know how many more draft picks Oklahoma City needs, but wow. That takes another point guard target for the Clippers off the market.
Right.
Also a homecoming for Rubio if that goes through.
That
happens. So who are they going to get? What point guards out there? Who you like? Because they need someone to organize that offense. I know that's like a major focus for them.
Well, the team just looks like it's a disaster.
Right.
I mean, and not like a disaster because they just lost talent, but like a disaster as in, I don't know what they want to be.
Right.
You know, I'm not sure what they think.
This is the team that we were all saying was supposed to win the title last year, the Clippers. Mm-hmm. They're supposed to be the most talented team in the league, right?
Well, I didn't say they were going to win the title.
All the other experts did, okay?
Well, my biggest thing, and it's all on the podcast, so everyone knows I'm not making it up, was that I thought the Lakers' two top guys were complimentary, and I found repetition with the Clippers, and I thought that would be a problem for them. And it turned out to be true. But I also don't know what their identity is. And I don't think they know what their identity is. And I think that's also part of the problem. Like, you can't just roll a ball out and just say, go ball. Like, you need to – what is your style? Are you grit and grind? Are you, are you a running offense? Are you a slow down and grinding out deep? Like, what are you? And I don't know what they are.
Yeah, that's That's a really good way of putting it. I don't think they ever figured it out. I think they were just getting down to it, right? I think they were just starting to figure it out. But right now they are in a position where it's like they got 1 year to figure this out. And I think, you know, when you do the referendum on this year on that Clippers season, like, one, they didn't have enough leadership or the right kind of leadership. And two, they didn't have a point guard who could organize that offense because it's not Kawhi's skill set. And they got to fix that somehow. So whether that's through trade, whether that's on the free agent market, whether that's in the draft, I don't think you'd put a rookie out there. There's some other point guards that could move. I've heard Patty Mills' name is a target, right? That's a guy that could move.
I heard Rondo could get a lot of money from Atlanta.
Rondo could get a lot of money from Atlanta. I personally think he's going to go to Atlanta. I think he's going to be Trae Young's mentor. I think I would be surprised if anything other than that happened. I thought the Clippers could happen, but how are they going to make that? How are they going to do that? They can't match that money from Atlanta. Right. And he's already left a lot on the table over the course of his career. So there's other guys. I mean, there's other point guards, but in terms of what they really need, I don't know. You're getting down to it now. Like, a lot of the best options are coming off the board because you're fighting against other teams for those options too, right? You're still fighting. Philly still needs a point guard. Milwaukee still kind of could use some more depth in that spot.
Yeah,
wonder what the Raptors do there because they got to see if they can keep Fred VanVleet. So.
Yeah.
By
the way, Onyeka,
as I can make the Clippers.
No, it is interesting. I think that they have holes and they need to fill them. By the way, the kid from USC, Onyeka Okongwu, is going number 6 now to the Atlanta Hawks.
Good.
So that's pretty cool. They think, I mean, look, I've seen comparisons to him to Bam. I mean, now we're finding these situations. Like, this is the type of season where we're like, he's like this guy, but not like this guy. Like, that's kind of where we're at.
Best case scenario, if everything goes right, just like it did with Bam, which was like kind of a 1 in a million.
Right, right.
Yeah. Then he's like Bam.
He can be like Bam, right. Yeah. Coming up next, are we giving away one of those virtual keys that could win that brand new 2021 Mazda CX-5 Sport? Is that happening in this commercial break? You need to stay tuned because it might. There's only one more commercial break after this one. So is it this one or the next one? Stay tuned. Plus, with Momo, we are going to dive into the crazy news of the day. There were a bunch of trades. One that got rescinded, potentially, with the Bucks and the Kings. And what does that mean for Giannis? Al Horford, Danny Green on the move. All that stuff. One more segment with Momo. The draft. Sedano and LZ.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
That's right. We do have caller number 7 on the line. Gary Rubens from Calabasas. Do you have today's destination of the day?
Laguna Beach.
That's correct. Congratulations.
Well, hey, thank you, guys. I listen to you guys all the time. Hey, by the way, when you guys were talking about candy and Kit Kats, there's a difference with English Kit Kat and American Kit Kats.
What's that?
What's the difference?
Just the taste of the chocolate.
Oh, really? Oh.
Yeah. You have to do a taste-off on Kit Kats.
Okay, we should. We should try that. We should order some and try to have it shipped to us. Thank you, though, for the information there, Gary.
You guys,
but all the wafers
are
the same, huh?
You guys are the best.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Now let's see what virtual key you get.
Llave número cuatro.
Key number 4.
So there
Fantastic.
It is. Key number 4, Gary. Congratulations. That could be the virtual key to start the 2021 Mazda CX-5 Sport from Culver City Mazda. We're giving away the car on Monday, November 30th. And for qualifying, you get a $100 gift card to our friends' restaurants at Islands. Islands Restaurant. So congratulations.
Well, thank you very much. I love Islands. And I got my fingers crossed for the car.
That is fantastic. Now, we want you to hold on, Gary, while Laura gets the rest of your information. And as George says, thank you to Islands Restaurants. Islands features specialty burgers, fresh-cut fries, tropical drinks, great happy hour deals, and the coldest beer in town.
Yeah, and of course, listen tomorrow in the 3 o'clock hour to Mason in Ireland. to give you another destination of the day, and then the cue to call on our show in the 5 o'clock hour for your chance to win another virtual key. There are five left in the 710 ESPN Month of Giving. Momo's here. Momo, were you excited, as excited as you were the first time when you were part of this?
I mean, I was like, chills.
Yeah.
Very I was like, ooh, play that music again. Yeah. Numero 4.
Yeah. So, Momo, let me ask you one more question about the Lakers, and then we can get to all the crazy trade stuff today.
Okay. Wait, the New York Knicks drafted another French point guard?
No, that was
they did not.
Pistons.
I'm just joking.
Yeah. Momo, what else could be happening, like, as far as big men for the Lakers? We asked you about Dwight. Is there any other possibilities?
Well, I mean, you've heard Serge Ibaka's name out there. That's obviously
makes
a lot of sense.
Serge Ibaka was the guy we were talking about flirting with LeBron. Did you see his Instagram yesterday?
Oh, no. What did he do?
So LeBron and him are the only two players to have 600 wins in their, I guess, in a specific era. So there was like this, you know, a bunch of people were doing graphics, and he put that graphic in his story, and it was just him and LeBron. So I'm like, ooh, he's flirting with LeBron. Eye emojis.
Is that considered flirting?
Oh, I think so.
Yeah.
Okay. Totally.
I qualify it. Yeah.
Totally flirting.
Serge Ibaka. I mean, I think there's a lot of people that like Serge Ibaka. I mean, he was tight with, Kawhi when he was in Toronto.
Right.
Like, obviously, Toronto could bring him back. Then, you know, there was some – I saw something about Brooklyn with him. I've also heard Marc Gasol. Would it be kind of interesting? I know Powell just had a new baby.
Marc Gasol. Bring him back, right? Because they originally drafted him and traded him for Powell.
Oh,
yeah,
that's
I don't want that. I don't
really, LZ.
I don't want to attend that church.
Why not?
Because he is old, man.
He is old.
And like, when I say old, I don't mean old like Brooke Lopez old. Like, oh, he's old. No, I'm talking about it looks as if he has concrete boots old.
But he passes really well.
Well, there's a question. I mean, do they need him to be, like, getting up and down the court?
Able to run up and down the court? I would think so.
They need him to just be big and stand there and block shots,
If you're asking me my choice, I would much rather have Serge Ibaka than Marc Gasol. Even though Marc Gasol is going into the Hall of Fame, does not care.
Yeah.
I would rather have Ibaka.
Well, and I think Dwight really is a good possibility of coming back. It's just a question of, does somebody else throw some more money at him? How important is that to him? He had a good year here. You know, this is great for him. He finally won his championship. Like, you know, I think what happens when you win a championship is you end up having to pay everybody, you know, to come back, and you pay a premium for that. So I think they're going to have to pay KCP a lot of money. You know, that's going to cost him. But I think he'll be back unless, you know, somebody really blows them away or something. I think he'll be back and it'll cost them a lot. Avery Bradley, if he stays, then they can keep that as a nice $5 million a year player. Or you can go looking for some interesting trade targets. But, because there are going to be players. There just are. Like, Oklahoma City doesn't seem to want anybody with any experience. So anybody gets traded there, look for them to eventually be available, right? JaVale's still an option. He has to decide on whether he wants to stay or not. If he stays, you know, he has a 1 year on his deal. And I think what's hard for those guys is when you win a championship, you want to get paid. You want some security.
Right.
So if I'm Avery Bradley, if I'm JaVale, I want to get paid. You know, like I played here on a make good deal, and we made good.
Yeah.
So I don't blame them for if they opt out and they want to get some long term security. But because for the Lakers, they don't have so much flexibility. The best they can do is just re-sign their guys, really. And I think, or they can get creative with some trades, or they can decide to go deep into that luxury tax. And, you know, I think they kind of don't have much of a choice when it comes to KCP, right? I mean, you can't replace him. Oh, got your Knicks. There you go, Knicks.
The Knicks are taking Obi Toppin from Dayton. Who was a good player this past year in college. Like he was kind of came out of nowhere and then busted out in the Maui Classic. And he had a nice duel. He out-dueled Anthony Edwards, the number one pick in a game there. Like
he's one of those older guys. Like he's like 23.
Man, what year is he?
He's a redshirt sophomore. Yeah.
He's 23?
I think he's like 23.
Man, he's going to make it to 26 with
But you know what?
he might make it a 22.
He's 22. Like, he's 22.
Okay. Yeah.
22. Don't like, so he'll make it a 26. Guys. Seven.
It's like, that's what happened to Kuz. Like, Kuz fell way deep in the draft because he was older.
Right.
And it's like, he was the most NBA ready of that group, and he's had the best success in the NBA of that whole group. Except, I guess Brandon Ingram is finally.
Yeah. And Toppin is a Brooklyn kid. You know what I'm saying? So, it, you know, being playing.
Dad
for New York,
was like a playground legend out there in New York.
At Rucker Park, he was.
I like this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's a cool deal for them. Momo, before we let you go, because we only have a couple minutes here, what the hell is happening with this Giannis thing? And they traded for Jrue Holiday. They gave up a ton of picks for Jrue, which LZ and I were like, that's a lot of picks for Jrue. We like Jrue, but I don't know if we like him that much.
I think what we said was they overpaid.
Correct. And then we didn't even talk about the Bogdanovich part because we just assumed that, oh, whatever, that'll get done. And then, of course, that doesn't get done. The reporting done by Sam Amick of The Athletic says, quote, it's clear Bogdanovich never gave the go-ahead to be included in the framework of this deal. So Woj then reports after that Bogdanovich is hitting free agency on Friday. Like, how does this affect the Bucks and Giannis and the Jrue Holiday deal and all that stuff?
Well, it's really hard for the Bucks because they're hard-capped, okay? So, you know, these are really difficult financial maneuverings to pull off. And I think Bogdanovich was like critical for them. I mean, just critical. He brings so much of what they needed. Like, if you reverse engineer that Jrue Holiday trade, like, you can give up Bledsoe and George Hill because you feel like you're getting Bogdanovich back, right?
Right.
Like, you're also getting, like, those were sort of, you know, done hand in hand.
Right, the picks and all of that in concert with getting two players felt a little better, right?
Right, because you put it all together.
Right.
Now, okay, so if you don't do that, that means you still have Dante DiVincenzo.
Right.
And you still have some maneuverability. They could, you know, I have to look and do all the math there. But, my understanding is he's not going to the Bucks now. Like, he's going to go someplace else.
Right, but what does that mean for Giannis? Does he not sign the Supermax now?
Right. Now, I think Giannis was trying to – Giannis obviously signed up on these moves. Giannis was really trying to make this Bogdanovich thing happen, right? Like, I know they were talking and they were all excited about it. So the fact that this has fallen apart is really changes the feeling everybody in Milwaukee has. But I still think Giannis is – you know, if you're feeling good about what the Bucks could and would do before, you should still feel the same way. You just didn't get Bogdanovich, but they got to figure out something else, right? And I think they will be able to, especially when they do have a couple of good young players that can fetch something on the open market. That, you know, I just think that was premature. And this is one of those things where, when you are talking about, you know, we talk about tampering, right? We always say this thing, like, you know, the free agent moratorium doesn't open until Friday, right? Like, that deal couldn't really be done until Friday, even though it, you know, a lot of deals get reported as done because they mostly are. That was the tricky part with this.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think it's going to be a long 48 hours here. Maybe a stress-filled 48 hours for Milwaukee.
I would imagine. Momo, thank you for hanging out. Always appreciate it.
Yep. Talk to you
guys. Thanks, Momo.
See you, Momo. All right, real quick, guys, before we go to break, we're going to play chip or no or ship with the Lakers roster. Do we keep them for the championship run, or are you ready to ship them out? What You Need to Know is brought to you by Morongo. Play it safe. Good times. LZ, the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, had a reunion. We will have more on that coming up this hour. It was on HBO Max. For those of you that have HBO or HBO Max, you can check it out there. But the big story in sports is the NBA draft. Anthony Edwards went 1 to the Minnesota Timberwolves. James Wiseman 2 to the Memphis Grizzlies. LaMelo Ball 3 to Michael Jordan's Charlotte Hornets. Any quick thoughts on those three young men and their destinations?
Well, first, The Fresh Prince is one of the most influential shows in American cultural history. And so this reunion is really important, especially for African-Americans. And it's perfect that it's happening on draft night, another night that's really big for African-Americans. And I'm really happy to see those three men go to the places where they are, especially the Ball kid. Being in Charlotte as opposed to a big market might actually be really good for him.
Yeah, listen, I don't think there's any question, man. Like, I love the fact – everything you said there was hit perfectly on the head, right? But I love where all these guys went in the first three. Like, I think that if you're LaMelo, like, let's focus on him a little bit simply because he's the local kid. I mean, that Hornets team doesn't have real expectations, right?
Yep, so, right.
Like, you can kind of grow with that particular group.
I mean, especially when you looked at what happened to your brother, trying to manage the NBA for a market like the Lakers and having your father being a lightning rod. Now, at the very least, to your point, you don't have to try to be the savior of a preeminent franchise, right? You're Michael Jordan's toy. Mm-hmm. And hopefully he can be tutored by Michael Jordan as he continues to grow as a player. And maybe, who knows, he may become a star himself.
Yeah, maybe. We'll see. That may be something that is a real possibility. Also, one more thing in what you need to know before we play Ship or Chip. We're going to look at the Lakers roster, and Greg can play host here, game show host, and tell us who the different players are on the roster. Although there are probably two for sure that we don't even have to talk about. But one last thing for what you need to know. Robinson Cano got suspended for PEDs in baseball. Dog, like, he got suspended for steroids specifically. How many years have we been testing for steroids in baseball? Like, if you're getting busted for steroids still in Major League Baseball, you're just sloppy as hell.
Or don't care.
Right.
You know, you just don't care. And, you know, until baseball has a real punishment, I can't blame the guys.
Yeah.
I don't think they have a real punishment for it yet still.
Yeah, I just thought it was funny. Like, that.
It's a slight deterrent.
When was the last time we heard some dude got busted for PEDs in baseball? It just felt like it was forever ago. I don't know. It just was funny to me. Anyway, that's what you need to know, presented by Morongo. Play it safe. Good times. So, LZ, we're going to play Chip or Ship. So, Laura, find me some music. I don't know if we have game show music there that we can use for this. Are you going to do NBA music? Either one. It doesn't matter. Whatever you think. I let you be the maestro here. I don't think there's any doubt. Greg Bergman, we're putting a lot on you here, okay, to be the play host here so LZ and I can actually play Chip or Ship when it comes to this Lakers roster. You're already breathing heavy, which is a terrible sound.
What do you want me to do here? Just,
I mean, you are a heavy breather. I am worried about your health is what I'm saying.
It's through my nose. I don't know what to tell you. Let's just keep going.
Oh. Is the mask covering your nose, or you got it hanging out?
Like I'm in my house. I don't need a mask in my house.
Okay.
All right.
Either way, so the way that we're going to do this, I'm just going to give you all the names that were on the team last year. So even if they're a free agent, it's whether or not you want to bring them back or let them ship off.
Okay. You don't need to be so bossy, though. Just, you know, okay.
You know, hey, explain the rules of the game.
Okay.
So we're going to start off. I'm just going to go right down the roster according to NBA reference and it's or basketball reference.
Yes.
And the first name on here is Kostas Antetokounmpo.
Bye.
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 George?
Ship or Chip is the way you do it, LZ.
Yes.
Well,
Chip
bye means,
or Ship?
Bye means boy, bye, ship.
Okay, so you're shipping him. Why are you shipping him? Out of curiosity.
What has he done?
Well, I mean, he's a prospect. Like, he's not like, I mean, I'm keeping him. Chip, I don't think you have anything to lose. His brother may not be signing the max extension, the Supermax. You might as well keep him on the roster. Who knows what could happen? And again, he is just a raw prospect. I don't think you lose anything by having him on a two-way contract. So I'll say Chip.
All right. The next name on the list, LZ, is Avery Bradley.
Chip. I would like to try to keep him if we can. Don't think we can, but I would like to keep him.
Great
defensive player. Very good jump shooter.
Yeah, I would agree with him. Oh, sorry, LZ.
I was going to say, not just a three-point shooter, but he's a good jump shooter. He actually can create his own shot. He doesn't do it often, but he actually can, and he's really a good mid-range shooter in addition to being a spot-up three-point shooter.
Yes,
I'm done now, George.
I'm sorry that I interrupted you three times. My apologies.
I'm done. The Suns just picked Chris Paul, by the way. Go ahead.
Oh, Jalen Smith from Maryland. That's actually a good pick for them. He's a big who can rebound and shoot. I'm going to say Chip, too. Yeah, look, Avery Bradley is a really important piece to what the Lakers were doing. And look, you can't have enough wing defenders, right? And you can't have enough 3-and-D type guys, and he brings that. Yes, he can put the ball on the floor, but that's not what he's here for. He's here to shoot the ball, particularly from the corners, and play hellacious defense, and he's excellent at both when he's healthy. So I would say Chip, although to LZ's point, I don't know if they'll be able to keep him financially, but if they can, I would make every effort to keep him.
All right, next on the list, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope. George, start with you.
Chip. Look, you could go over the cap for him. You have his bird rights. He was a really important piece for you, clearly, in the NBA Finals and throughout the playoff run. He had some ups and downs, but more ups than downs. And, you know, people still forget, like, he's still in his mid-20s, right? Like, what is he, 26, 27? Like,
yep.
You know, he's now just finally feeling comfortable with his role in his game. He's kind of bounced around his roles. His role has also bounced around. So I would say Chip. I would keep him, yes.
I'm the same. In fact, I wrote as much. Like I think that was my first piece that I wrote after the championship was we need to bring KCP back. He does so much for us. A lot of things don't even show up in the stat sheet in addition to the things that do. So I like his attitude. I like what he brings. And I love the fact that even when he wasn't shooting well, he was still impacting the game in a positive way. So I definitely would like to bring him back. And he is someone that we can't afford to bring back.
All right, this one should be easy. I think people will revolt if we get rid of him. So Alex Caruso, LZ, Chip or Ship?
Oh, Chip. I don't even think I need to explain.
Nope. George?
Oh, yeah, Chip. I mean, dude, he was amazing for them as a role player last year. I mean, yeah, enough said.
He started game 6 of a finals.
Right.
Yeah. Like, yeah. If the Lakers believe in him that much, then who am I to question it?
Greg?
This guy is a little bit more, is a little bit tougher because he's at the end of the bench. But LZ, Quinn Cook.
Hold on, real quick. Chip. What happened to you? Did we lose you for a second or what happened?
I must have, the mute button went, I go on and off so I don't breathe heavily into the microphone.
Dog, am I that much in
Wait,
your head?
You're self-conscious now?
No, I just right. always, when I'm not talking, I put myself on mute so that it's not, so that I'm not in the way. It's totally, it's just normal. Every single day, every show, it has been this way. It just happened to not hit the mute button back.
Okay. All right, guys, to the game.
Go ahead.
All right, thank you. All right, LZ, Quinn Cook, Chip or Ship?
I mean, you know, if they don't trust him to go out there and do what he's, you know, what he does, then either he's not doing it at an efficient level or he's not doing enough of the other things to be on the floor. He's supposed to be a good three-point shooter. We needed three-point shooting, but you didn't see him out there. So that means either he's not as good as advertised or he's so awful at everything else you can't have him out there. Either way, you need to move him.
Yeah, I'm saying Ship. Like, yeah, I don't think he was enough of an integral part of what they were doing. And to LZ's point, I think you can find someone else that can play that role and actually play better defense and maybe be a part of the rotation.
Now, this guy is not so much for his on the floor abilities; he's off the court. Jared Dudley, George, Chip or Ship?
Well, if they lose Rondo, I think they need another voice in there that the veteran guys and the young guys can respect and be kind of that the guy that can be the in-between between the stars and the young guys and the role players. So I would say Chip. I would say you keep him for one more year because, you know, him and Rondo did that role last year together, and I think you can't lose both guys, in my opinion. That's just me.
Ship.
Okay.
I mean, It's nice to have people who can, you know, be good glue guys. But, I mean, we got LeBron. So, the need for glue isn't as pressing as perhaps for other franchises.
I disagree with that, LZ. He's always had glue guys.
You've already had your chance.
In every locker room. So, you're saying you can find another glue guy.
You can find another glue guy, man. He had his chance to be a glue guy and a contributor on the court.
Okay.
I'm not holding a spot if you give me half.
Okay, that's fair.
All right, LZ, let's start with you this time.
Okay, wait. How many more do we have, Greg?
Let's go. I'm going to go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Okay, then let's just pause here, and we can finish that on the other side. We can do more of that on the other side. Plus, if we have any updates from the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, we can touch on that as well. A lot of stuff coming up, including what's going on in the draft. And what Are the Lakers going to buy into the second round? There is some talk that that could be the case. We'll give you the latest on that. Stick around. Sedano and LZ back in 3 minutes.